Okay, what's Chometz? What do I mean, what's Chometz? So let's begin. In Kavat HaRekuah, all Isser that is not royal achilas odom, it's not something that a normal human being would feel like eating, is heter. Gemara is a limud. It says by Nevela, Lagera shebisharecha tutnena v'acholo, give it to a ger. Give it to a ger toishav, and he'll eat it. From there we learn out that nevela is only called nevela if it's edible. Something that a human being would not eat is not nevela. It's the same should go for chametz too. Chametz that a human being would not feel like eating should not be chametz. Yet we find in the Gemara that if it's royal achilas kelev, if a dog would eat it, you have to get rid of it. What happened? So the Ran Elogrin says that by chometz we find an additional iser. The Torah says la'yirolcha so'or. So'or is sourdough that they used to ferment their doughs with. Sourdough is not royal achilas odom. Says the Ran that by chometz, even though it doesn't have a shame chometz if it's not royal achilas odom, but it'll still have a shame so'or if it is capable of fermenting other doughs. Based on that, we have a rule. Chometz that is inedible to a human, but cannot ferment another dough, is not chometz. Chometz that is inedible to a human, but could ferment a dough, that's sa'or, and that has to be in a royal achilas kelev. Why, if it's in a royal achilas kelev, is it all right? It can still ferment another dough. If it's in a royal achilas kelev, if a dog wouldn't eat it, it's not considered anything. It's kilo, it's burnt. Kilo is burnt. Ash that could ferment is not sa'or. Okay. We find an interesting halacha. It says brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. What happens if you have chometz that's not royal achilus odom? And it's part of a mixture. Tarevis chometz that's in a royal achilus odom. What's the din? So Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's mutter. It's not chometz. There's no bal yiroi. You don't have to get rid of it. Says the Prima Godin, it must be that when it's al yidei taroivis, it's not roi lechamea. It can't ferment. It can't ferment another dough because it's a mixture. Reb Chaim Brisker doesn't like that one. He says it should say so. How do you give a klal that if it's not be'en, if it's only mixed, it's mutter, if it's in a royal achilas adam, shouldn't it depend on whether or not it's royal chamea, if it can make something else become chametz? So Chaim says, alam d'shemort. Reb Chaim says, it's part of a whole shtickle he has. Reb Chaim says, really midaraisa, in any mixture, isser should be bottle barov. That means as long as it's rov heter, it should be heter. But there's a chiddush, tam ki ikr, that something that gives tam, it wasn't bottle b'shishim, it gives tam, it's considered be'en. So he says the din of tam ki ikr is only a halacha in a food. There's no tam ki ikr in a non-food. See, it's tiny. That anything that's not royal achilas adam is not called food. It's sore, but it's not food. So there's no dam kiker. The male is but we're off. So beautiful. No? So it comes out that anything that has chametz in it and is a mixture. What's this? Yeah, I mean, there you have a problem of maimed if you're using it to, maimed is a different halacha. I don't think royal chameya does it. I don't think royal chameya does it. You're going to ask if that's the same halacha called a machmitz. That's only if it's a machmitz in the Taroivis. If it's a machmitz. But it's not a, if it's not a machmitz, it's not a problem. Machmitz is like a maimed. Right? The mission truth is. Machmitz is like a maimed. But that's only if it's the machmis in the Taroivis. None of it just happens to be there. No, I just want to give examples. Shampoo that contains wheatcher. It's not royal achilas adam. You drink shampoo, you call poison control. Now, will an animal eat it? Could be. Could be. There's a mice to show you. Someone asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman what the din is of toothpaste. If it needs a hersher for Pesach. So he said, it's not even royal achilas kelef. So there's the Bachram Kultur. They fed it to a dog and he ate it. So he came out and told Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So he said, no, there's something wrong with that dog. But Pashis, you don't have to come on to that. If it's not royal achilas adam and it's not be'en, it's a mixture. And agav, I don't think you can ferment the dough with shampoo. I don't think so. Kind of hard to believe. It's got wheat germ in it. Even beer shampoo. How much beer does it have already? So if it's any royal achil, it's nothing. So 1 second. So why is everyone buying shampoo and soap and with a hechsher for Pesach? So we'll get into it very soon, but there are many that hold you don't need it. There was a certain Gadol who said that the reason we buy it is to give parnasa to all these Jewish businesses that could never possibly compete with all the, you know, the major cosmetics companies. They're all multinational companies, you know. So as a local, your local yid, was it Adwi? It was originally in America. The Adler family. They're going to compete with Procter & Gamble. So he said, it's a quality, so gives them parnasa once a year. That keeps them going for the whole year. But where does it really come from? Where does it really come from? We find in the Rosh, a chiddush. What happens if a person eats on Pesach? Chometz that's not royal achilas kelev. Chometz that is not royal achilas kelev, someone eats it. See, brings b'shem the Bartzolomi that it's osur because of achsheve. He has turned it into food by eating it. Now, midoraisa, it's not food. We say, but Badaita, he's crazy. Eat shampoo, you're out of your mind. It doesn't turn into food. Midrabonon, if you eat it, it's achshave. But there's a tenai there. It's got to be b'chavon. It has to be b'chavon. Kavon to eat it. Now, there's an interesting halacha. There's no din achshave unless it's be'en. That means if I have a combination of chometz and other things, and it's not royal achilas kelef, who is to say that I'm making the chometz into food? Maybe I'm eating it for the stuff that's not chometz. Achshave means I've turned it into food. Who says I turned the chometz into food? So it depends. If the chametz part of it was royal achila, what made it ain't a royal achila is you mixed it with other substances that made it not royal achila, then we say the achshavei is on the chametz. There's an example of triaka in the Machaber, which was some kind of medicine. I don't know exactly what they used it for, but it was a common thing that people would eat for health. The chometz was royal achila, but it was mixed with other stuff that made it ain't a royal achila. And Machaber says it's osur eat. Because there, the achshavei, it's more mistaber that the achshavei is on what's royal achila. So before we go back to what we were talking about before, the question is, what's with medication? Medication that contains chometz. So included in this, tablets usually have starch in them. Some starch is real chometz. So today you will find all the kashrus organizations put out their medicine list. They'll tell you which ones are good, which ones aren't good. The Chaznish holds that a tasteless tablet is not called Royal Achilas Adam, and there's no Akshave. You're taking it for refuah. This is not like a vitamin or health food. This is medicine, medication. There's an Akshave. I'm turning it into food because I'm taking it for refuah. So Chaznish is mekel altogether with medicine, as long as it's tasteless. If medicine has a good taste, then it's royal achilas adam. So you will find that I don't believe there's any of the medications for kids, you know, the ones that they put sweetener into. I'm not sure if you can get them for Pesach, with a few exceptions. I think that they make akamoli for Pesach, could be. At least, you know, that and maybe one of the antibiotics. Because kitty antibiotics are full of sugar. So that they're machmir on. What's that? That's stomach kasha. Well, it depends. If he likes it, it's achshavei. If your mamish likes it, it's achshavei. Because and there's not even a bottle. All kids are like that. I wonder if it's even a daraisa.
It tastes good.
You don't have to come on to Ashley. Now, the Teretz is, it's only a kid that would say it tastes good. I don't know, did you ever taste the kitty Maxipen? The smell, it's just so sweet. It's disgustingly sweet. Not only kids like it. The problem is antibiotics are naturally very bitter. That's why they put them in capsules. They're terribly bitter. So for kids who can't swallow capsules, that what they do is they have to mix it with so much sugar to drown out the bitter taste of the antibiotics. So they mamish overdo it. All right. We find in Kol Torah Kula, throughout Shas, we find the concept of Sicha Kishtiyah. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Sicha Kishtiyah. That is, if you put something on you, you put some ointment on you, or in those days, sicha was the people used to oil themselves. If you oil yourself, it's as if you're drinking the substance. That's sicha kishti. How we paskin, some hold we don't hold it all together, some hold we hold sicha kishti as a drabonon, and some hold sicha kishti as a raisa. The parts of Rashi Shita is a daraisa. In Psochim, a few places, Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a drabonon, and there are others that say that there's no din sicha kishtiyah. How do we paskin l'maisa? The gro paskin sicha kishtiyah. Pashtus is going midrabonon, but the gro paskin sicha kishtiyah. Where do you find it? There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos where it discusses using soap on Shabbos because of a mamachek. So the Mishnah Berurah throws in there that to use treif soap, to use soap that is made of chaylev, eating chaylev is bakaris, to use soap that is made of chalev, Mishnah Berurah says is aser because of the gra who's passing like Rabbi Natan, the Sikha Kishti. Okay? So if that's the case, any Isser Achila, anything that's Osir Achila, I'm not talking about Isser Anah, Isser Achila, the same way you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to go and rub it on yourself. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is saying to use soap that is made of chalev is Osir. Chalev is not Osir Anah, it's only Osir Achila. Yet you're not allowed to go rub it on yourself because, you know, to use soap, if it's made of chalev, Kusikha Gashti is like drinking chalev. Fine. Now we have a shaila. What's the din of using for sicha something which is treif, but in a form that it's not royal achilas adam? Now, get this? Something that's treif, but not royal achilas adam. If it's not royal achilas adam, it's not treif. But if you drink it, if you eat it, there's an achshave. What if you do sicha on it? If sicha kishtia, that also gives it a din achshave or not? The earliest one to discuss it that I'm aware of is a stipler. He has a chakira, he leaves it in sarachian. Is there an achshave by being soch, something that's not royal achilas odam, but it's rachil? On the tzad that it's osir, you could not use soap that is made of chametz, even though it's ain't a royal achilas odam and ain't a royal chameya, but because of sicha kishti, you're turning into food. Because of achshave. Lamaisa, the poskim say it's a chumr. It's a big chumr. But if that's true, that would explain why you couldn't use any kind of soap or cream, possibly shampoo also because of the scalp, that contains chametz. Even though it's not roi lachila sodom, and it's not roi to make something else into chametz, but your sicha is an achshav.
Then you brown the whole year just with the bar
soap. If it has tarfis in it. According to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you do.
Why is the Achshavei on the Achilas Shavai, the soap? How do you think it
would be? If Sicha Kishtia, then if Chazal said Sicha Kishtia, then the Achshavei, then using it for Sicha is like using it for Shtia, so it is an Achshavei. It's a wild chumrah. I'll tell you what my kasha on that is. I'm Paschim and I'm Pesach, you don't think Machr. I'm just mentioning where the Chumra came from. But I have a big kasha on it. If you're taking Sicha Kishtia that literally, then who needs Achshavei? If Sicha Kishtia, then anything that's royal is Sicha should be called royal Achilas Adam. And it's Chometz, it's Isser. What do you have to come on to Achshavei for? I'm saying all of it, anything, there should be a new halacha, that anything that's royal l'sicha is asir. Whoever heard of such a thing? Isn't it clear that sicha kishtia means if you do sicha, it's as if you broke the isser of achil. But it doesn't mean that a maisa sicha is a maisa shtia. Sicha, sicha, shtia, shtia, they're two different things. Anyway, it's a wild chumrah. But that really is the only basis in halacha for this peda that we have on Kashal Pesach cosmetics. There's one exception, which also there are two deis on. And that is, ethyl alcohol is chometz. There are different kinds of alcohol. There's ethyl alcohol and there's isopropyl alcohol. Those are the two. Up until recent years, these were the two most common alcohols. Rubbing alcohol is isopropyl. That's made of petroleum, whereas ethyl alcohol is made of grain. They didn't use ethyl alcohol in most cosmetics simply because grain alcohol needs a liquor license, which is expensive. So they only use it in the fancy perfumes, even though it's better. Isopropyl alcohol is much cheaper. You don't need a liquor license. It's made of petroleum. Today, what they do is they use a grain alcohol, they use an ethyl alcohol, but it is processed many times over. This is known as specially denatured alcohol or SD alcohol. You'll find it in the ingredients of many cosmetics. It's been totally redone. Some hold it's a panim chadoshes and it doesn't count a chlal. And others are matter for it. It depends on whose kashrus list you're looking at for Pesach. So anything with ethyl alcohol. Now, what's the problem? What do you mean? But it's mixed in here. It's ainur al-achila. Now it's ainur al-achila. So Moshe Feinstein had a problem with it. He said since the alcoholics on the Bowery used to distill it, they used to distill it, that means it's still roi l'achila. They used to distill it and get the alcohol. I mean, the alcoholics on the I know what the Bowery looks like today. Been there in a good 50 years. But, these, you know, a lot of the alcoholics on the Bowery were sophisticated people. There were professors there that, you know, dropped out of society because they were alcoholics. So they knew how to distill. They knew how to distill perfume and take the ethyl alcohol out of it. So he held that it's called Roi L'Achila. In Yerushalayim, they had a similar shaila with the fuel that they used for lighting, for lights here. They used to use a fuel that contained a certain percentage of alcohol. So they asked the Har Tzvi, the Tzvi Pesach Frank. He was the Yerushalayim Rav. They asked him, are you allowed to use this stuff for lighting, or is it Isurei Hana'ah? Because it's chametz. Does it have a shame chametz? So he has a tshuva. He claimed that distillation is a panim chadoshes, meaning until you distill it, it's not considered food. Distilling it is turning it into food. Until you distill it, it's not food. The fact that you could distill it is irrelevant. So in Eretz Yisrael, they were mekel, and in America, they were machmir. There are no cosmetic lists in Eretz Yisrael, to my knowledge. It was in America, all the kashrus organizations put them out. Here they hold there's no shiloh whatsoever. Lemaisa, still companies went and produced them, and they sell them and have a badatz hechsher. The badatz never wrote that you can't use the other cosmetics. But they're giving a hechsher. In fact, they don't say what they write on is mushar lepesach. They give a hechsher to all kinds of things. All kinds of cosmetics. Again, and the Iker hechsher is that it doesn't contain alcohol. There's a letter that Rav Lando wrote years ago that he checked through the labs of Dr. Fisher, and there are only a handful of products that have a chash chametz, and those are listed, and everything else has no chash chametz whatsoever. And there's no shash that they mix because they're, you know, everything is sterile there. But for by and large, they do not bother with that sherim here because they hold that ethyl alcohol is not a problem. Ethyl alcohol in the ingredients of a cosmetic is not a problem. In America, they're very machmir. Okay, this is all non-food stuff. Now we move on. What's that?
The alcohol is having it
because it's chametz. It's considered. It has a shame chametz. It's roi l'achilas adam. It's chametz. What's the big deal? Why not be machmir? So for a week you use the badatz cosmetics. No, so everybody smells the same.
If someone doesn't sell chametz gomer, does it help?
To call alcohol chametz gomer because of this chash, I think it's a bit far-fetched. It's enough of a chumer that we're not using it. Okay. Yeah. By the way, if not alcohol, like the wheat germ in the shampoo, with the, if you hold a shasha sicha gishtia, then you don't have to sell it. Until you use it, it's not chametz. You don't have to sell something that's not royal achila. Okay. Now we go further. We find in the Gemara, in the first Mishnah, chametz shebesitkei areva. What happens? You have this mixing trough, this bowl that they made dough in. They were usually ceramic, and they would get chips and cracks, and those cracks would naturally fill up with the dough. The dough would naturally fill the cracks. Now, as you make dough in it, it gets caught in the crack, and the cracks get filled up with dough. So the Mishnah says, if you have a kazayis b'mokam echad, there's a chi of levaya. Now, we're not talking about eating. Eating on Pesach, eating chometz is also b'kolshu. This is not the sugya of eating. This is the sugya of bal yeroi, of owning chometz. In the Gemara, there are two shitas. And the Gemara's maskana is we go with the more chomer one. And that is as follows. Chometz, even a little bit. Even a little bit of chametz that you relate to as chametz is in Sivan Yerayim. You have dough in your mixing bowl. A mashu, you got to get rid of. But what if you want it lechazek? You want it to help strengthen the bowl because it's cracked. So you don't relate to it as food anymore. If you don't relate to it as food anymore, as long as it's not a whole kazayis in one place, it loses the shame chametz. That means pachas mikazayis also lechazek, as the Gemara's lashon there. If it's made to strengthen the bowl, and it's pachas mikazayis, it does not have a shame chametz. It's not food. Excuse me? It's not also lechazek. The shaila is how do you relate to it? And this is really what we have to talk about. What? Number one second. It depends how you relate to it. What do you look at it as? Do you look at it as food or not? The Mishnah Berurah brings down. What happens if you have pachas mikazayis, but it's not also lechazek, but it's on the floor? It's matunif ktsas. It's filthy. You relate to that as food? It's dirt. As long as it's pachas mikazayis, as long as it's not one piece that's a whole kazayis, it is not chametz. You can't eat it, the chavon. You can't eat it. But we don't call it chametz. In other words, up until now, we were discussing stuff that's not roi lachila because it's a cosmetic. Now we're talking about something that's roi lachila. But you don't relate to it as food. You relate to it as dirt. Or you relate to it as glue. As long as it's pachas mikazayis, it's not a problem. So the Gemara brings a braisa. What happens if you make a chair out of dough? Take a big glob of dough and you use it as a chair. You sit on it. So what does it say there? It's more than a kazayas. How do you make it no longer chametz? There you have to paint it. There you have to do a maisa that shows that it's not food, it's an object. So if it's pachas mikazayis and you don't relate to it as food, you relate to it as chair, wouldn't be a problem, or dirt. But since it's more than a kazayis, you've got to paint it. You have to do a maisa to it. So let's just talk about a few examples. Number one, egg cartons. What are egg cartons made of? Anyone know? Yes, paper mache. That's what they're made of. You know what paper mache is? You ever played with it as a kid? It's flour, flour, paper, and water mixed together. And when it dries, it gets the texture of an egg carton. So it has flour in it, and it mixes with water. So chametz. Chametz is more than a kazayis. So if it's painted, there's no question. If it's painted, fine. What if it's not painted? But come on. At this point, aleph, it's not royal achila. It's not royal achila. Now, it's not like a glob of dough that you're sitting on. It's not royal achila anymore. You can eat your paper mache. Not royal achila b'chla. But if it would be, it'd have to be painted. So let's try the next one. Play-Doh. What's Play-Doh made of? Flour, water, oil, fragrance, and coloring. And a little salt. Yeah. Yeah. So, if you want to make your homemade, they give you the ingredients. You have to put a little salt in it too. Now, what's the problem with Play-Doh? They sell it for kids. It's non-toxic. It could not be poisonous. Kids eat it. And it's not, you don't call poison control if you could eat a glob of it. It is edible. They can't sell something like that and not be edible. It's unsafe. But do you relate to it as food? But it's more than a kazayis. But it's colored. It's colored. So really it's not chametz. People go crazy over it. They scrape the Play-Doh off, you know, the kids' rooms, they scrape the Play-Doh off wherever it is. Pashtus, you don't relate to it as dirt, as food. You relate to it as right, I mean, once it's on the wall, it's dirt for sure. Or you relate to it as Play-Doh, and it's been painted. So even though it's more than a kazayis, it's mut. Certainly the kids shouldn't play with it because you don't want them eating it on Pesach. That'll certainly be an option. Now let's go a little further.
Is that you worry about Play-Doh falling into food?
What?
Play-Doh?
I don't think so.
Have we let the egg cartons into the kitchen?
What?
Have we let the egg cartons into
it's the kitchen? It's not Royal Achila.
Can you put a pot on it?
Yeah, well, bleas of something that's not Royal Achila. What's the problem? So good, the Eidach Reidus sells now. I mean, all the Makolets have it. Plastic egg crates for your house. Take the eggs out of the paper mache ones and put them in the plastic. I'll be dinner's okay. Doesn't have a shame. Chometz, because it's not a food. But it's not really a Meichel. It's not really a Meichel. So I'd say you don't relate to it as food. You relate to it as Play-Doh. If the kids will eat it, there'll be an option.
Where did this come from when you relate
to it? That's the halacha of Chomet Shabbosidke Areva. The din of Asa Lechazik. It's a chiddush here. That something we don't relate to is food won't have a din food. Legabe Chomet. The gook that you have on the outside of your frying pan. Is it royal achila? To begin with, is it royal achila? Some tiny yes. So in a similar shot of once, when I started showing Anka Fisher. So he asked, it's royal achila? So someone said, yeah, maybe. So he says, go eat it. Even if you theorize that the gook is royal achila, you relate to it as food? You relate to it as food? It's dirt. We're not talking about using the frying pan on Pesach. Blias it can have, but it's food. It's dirt.
If a hot piece of food touched it, I wonder if this, you would say, you wouldn't look at it as dirt from the floor.
You can eat the food, but it doesn't have blias of edible food. That was what we told my Rabbi Saul Yankerfish about, you know, gook, your food touches gook. What's the din there? Eat that. It's not Roy Lachila. Not Roy Lachila. But let's say it's not Tarfis. It's not Roy Lager. But let's say you call it Roy Lachila. It's dirt. Lamaisim, there's no balura on it. So, for example, scraping all your chum, the back of your chametz frying pan. You have to scrape it when you put it away for Pesach. I mean, there are women that mamish, they go with razor blades and needles to scrape the gook off the bottom of the frying pan. It's unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary. It's nothing. It's dirt. Dirt. What's the problem? Now, let's go a little further. How about the crumbs in the cuffs of your pants? I don't know if you've ever noticed, but if you turn them inside out, right? If you turn them inside out, you'll find lots of lint and crumbs. Do you have to worry about that? For Bal Yerod, no. It's dirt. You're not going to have one piece of that's a kazayis. They have a bunch of crumbs there's no tziruf. It's a piece of chametz that's a gazayas, even though you relate to it as dirt, it still doesn't lose its shem chametz. But lots of little pieces that are pachas and gazayas, nothing. By dough, it says there's a gzeira that it may stick. The crumbs in your cups there are not going to, they're not going to stick. The same goes for you have lint in your pockets. I'm not talking about where you have a piece of bread in your pocket. I'm talking about you have lint, including crumbs. That's dirt. That is dirt. As long as each one of them is poking with his eyes, what's the problem? That's for Bal Yeroy. However, Mechamra talks about a case where in the olden days, women used to wash their tichels in starch, and it was very thick, and the starch would remain. It gave it body. That's what made them. It gave it body so that it would stand nicely. So it says that using it like it's not Roy Lachila. It's not royal achila. So there's no problem. We relate to it as a tichel, not as food. You don't have a kazayas there. It's not that thick. Says the Mishnah Berurah, an interesting halacha. True. It's not chametz. But don't wear it to the table on Pesach. Because be'etzim it's royal achila. You just don't relate to it as food, you relate to it as tichel. If it falls into your food, you relate to it as food. This is without achshaveh. Achshaveh is to take something that's not royal achila and give it a shame food. This is something that's royal achila. It's just that you related to it as dirt. Once it's in your food, you don't relate to it as dirt. It's part of your food. Memela, this lint in your pocket that includes crumbs, you're going to wear that on Pesach to the table. You're going to stick your hand during the meal into your pocket to get something. A crumb will stick onto your hand and it's going to fall into your soup. So clothes that you wear on Pesach either have to be sent to the dry cleaners, either washed, brushed out well. You can't have any chametz that may make its way to your food. The cuffs of your pants, only if you plan on standing on your head by the table. I mean, otherwise, how's it going to come out? But in your pockets, it's an issue. kitty clothes. In fact, the truth of the matter is that kids, good, you get them perfectly clean stuff. But you walk outside, they're rolling on the floor. There's more chametz outside Pesach time than any other time of the year. Before Pesach, everyone's eating in the street. Erev Pesach, everyone's out there with beer chametz, and there's chametz falling all over the place. There is so much chametz out there. You know, little kids, they're rolling on the floor in the street. Their clothes are full of chametz. Just, you relate to it as dirt, not as chametz. But if they wear those same clothes when they come to the table, maybe chametz there. Listen, there's a limit. Don't drive your kids crazy, and don't not let them come to the table on Pesach, you know, because you're afraid of your mashu of chametz. Now, I'll have to add that all of this, all of these chashoshes, are based on the fact that chametz on Pesach is not botel. Normally, if Isser falls into Heter, there's bittel b'shishim. If it's less than a 60th, it's not less than Taman, it's fine. Chametz on Pesach, there's no bittel. If you have one crumb in your soup, that crumb remains chametz. Based on that, when you're cleaning your house for Pesach and your clothes, and you plan on being home, anything in the house that can come in contact with food, including the knobs of the cabinets in the kitchen, the phone. I suggest that people get a phone for Pesach. They're cheap. Get a phone for Pesach. Why? I'm talking about the kitchen. I'm not talking about your cell phone. Stop. But unless a housewife is on the cell phone in the kitchen. The cell phones are full of chametz. Or a regular phone. The phone in the kitchen is full of chametz. Women do their baking with the phone. I was joking. I got the shayla on Erev Shavuos. A woman was cooking for Shavuos. For the night meal, they were going to have fleishiks. For the day meal, she was making milchiks. Her cell phone fell into the fleishiks, and then it fell into the milchiks. What's the deal? The problem wasn't the phone. The problem was the milking and stuff that it fell into, or the whatever it fell into second. But that,
it's okay. What?
What? It wasn't okay. It was a baya. So, it fell into a cooking pot of fleishiks and fills into a pot of milchiks. You have to look for a terim. If you pull it out right away, there's a day, the bliya takes seconds. There's not budget. So you're going to tell me that you can have this in the house on Pesach? I mean, in the kitchen. Talk about the kitchen. You can use it, but not in the kitchen.
Wipe it down with bleach.
If it'll survive, maybe cheaper to buy a new phone. This way you'll have one for Pesach, one for the rest of the year, every year.
Welcoming yourself on the plastic bed.
What's that?
Putting yourself on the
side. There's some women that do that. Yeah. Some women that do that.
Get a Bluetooth.
A Pesach Bluetooth that doesn't fall into the food.
It works in the plastic bag. Do it every year.
What's that?
It works in the Ziploc bag. Do it every year.
Do it every year. It's fine. That's fine. You don't have to buy a phone. Push dates. Yeah. So anything that will come in contact with food, anything in the kitchen, anything in where you eat, in the dining room, there, everything's got to be perfect. What you put on your table. That we'll talk about, that's Blias. Here we're talking about, meanwhile, not Blias, we're talking about Be'en. I'm afraid of crumbs in the phone. So, putting stuff on the table on Pesach. I know most of my minhagim are from Chassidim, but they were makbid gomer. You don't put non-foods on the table that weren't clean for Pesach. Your keys. It doesn't say you have to clean your keys for Pesach. But then don't put them on the table. Now comes the biggie. Sforim. What's the din of Sforim? The Chazon Ish held that you have to bedikas chametz on every page of the Sefer. What did the Chazon Ish do? He used to lock up all of his svarim and sell them to a goy. He left out the svarim that he was going to use on Pesach, and those he checked every page. He checked every single page. What do we hold? Tell me. If you find a sesame seed in a sefer that fell off a challah, would you eat it? You eat it or not? You would? No, the chavana. You eat it? You know whose sesame seed it was? And we're germ conscious, no?
It's your swarm.
What?
It's your swarm. It's your swarm.
Good, but who knows where it came from?
It's edible.
No, it's edible. The question is, how do you relate? I dafka said a sesame seed. Because that stays. And it's chametz. It was baked with your challah. So the question is, how do you relate to crumbs in a sefer? You relate to that as food or as dirt? I think that today, because we're germ conscious and the chwal, I think we're cleaner than they used to be. We wouldn't relate to it as dirt.
And if it's food,
what?
And if it's food, crumb of food, you have to get rid
of. Crumb of food, you have to get rid of. Bal yirah.
Am I eating in a chwal?
As far as. No, no. Before you get to eating it, I'm talking about cleaning. It's clear that the Mishnah Berurah is going with the Shitas that there's Bal Yirah and Chatzi Shir. He asks Akasha. Yeah. The Pasha it's the Tur Shita. The Tur holds that there's no Chatzi Shir, meaning Chatzi Shir or Bal Yirah is also. The Mishnah Berurah talks about if you leave over like little crumbs in your kelim that they should be also after Pesach because of chametz shavu'ot of Pesach. There's no chametz shavu'ot of Pesach on something that there's no bal yirah. He obviously is going with the tour. So if you relate to the stuff as food, then there's bal yirah. You got to clean it. You got to check every page. But if you relate to it as dirt, what's the problem? It's dirt. Now, what if it's going to come to the table on Pesach? Even though you relate to it as dirt, but if that sesame seed falls into your soup is chametz. Memela. Svarim that you don't plan on bringing to the table on Pesach. Really meager, then you can put them away. Unless you relate to the crumbs in them as food. Unless you're that's where you are. But if you relate to it as dirt, no problem. The svarim you want to use on Pesach, either don't use them all year long with food, or don't bring them to the table. Learn in a different room. Don't bring them to the table. The minute was always that the svarim that you use for Pesach, I mean, not the Haggadahs, you don't leave them out all year. Put them aside. Today, give them in plastic. In fact, Haggadahs today, many of the publishers sell in plastic. It comes in sealed plastic so it can stay chametz free until Pesach.
Turning the sefer upside down and going through the pages isn't
necessarily
looking to the page.
So, Be'etzem, what will we do? This is what my father did. This is what his Zayda did. Any svarim that come to the table during the year. Oh, why yes, we were mocked, never to bring svarim to the table. Yeah, exceptions happen. No, in the middle of talking and learning and something, you pull out a sefer to show someone something. It's inevitable. But any sefer that comes to the table, we wipe over the cover with a damp cloth. Because you never know what's stuck to it. And we bang out the sefer upside down. The Yerushalayimer put it out on the merpeset or in front of their house and let the wind blow through it. You'll see in Beis Yisrael, Meir Sharon, you can find out exactly what sperm everybody has because they have all of this. And they do two things. They're busy banging out all of their blankets. They have this thing they bang blankets with. That's upstairs. And downstairs in front of the house, they have all the svarim on a table before Pesach. Opened up and letting the wind blow them around. Lemaisa, I would suggest, first of all, if you relate to the chametz in your svarim as food, you mamish have to do that for every sefer. If not, your regular svarim, leave them alone. The svarim that you want to use on Pesach at the table, you should really clean well or have special ones for Pesach. See around night that anything that falls on the floor does not come to the table. We'll talk about the chumras in subsequent shir. But see around night that way. Anything that falls on the floor doesn't come to the table. Toys don't go on the table on Pesach. Not only that, but you've got to clean your toys because they can easily have chametz in them. Come on, I know we go through our toys. You don't find a little a bagel, you don't find a pretzel in a piece of Duplo. Soup nuts in Lego. It's normal. Mamish normal. So you gotta clean them. Tell you what we've done over the years. Now it's more for the grandchildren, but we every year put away, we used to clean like one or two toys. We put away the toys for Pesach. Clean them, check them over, but we didn't, and every year Pesach, we bought another Pesach toy. And over the years, it compiled, and now we have lots of Pesach toys. So there's an excitement, the kids are happy about it. If you don't have that, what you can do is, you can put, like even Lego, in a, you know that they have these nets that you can put things in to put in your washing machine? You put them in, we open up all the Lego, put it in one of those, and put it in the washing machine. And that went through the wash is certainly not Roy Lachim. We use strong detergents. That's an easy thing. So as a rule, anything that you don't relate to as food, only as dirt, is not a problem. Unless it's going to get to the table, it's going to get to your food. Going back to the case of people who are leaving for Pesach. So I said, Orla Arbasar, to them, gets moved over. They have to do B'dikas Chametz tonight before they leave. So people said they wanted to look for sales. I didn't like that. It doesn't really work because at the time you're leaving, it's not, the apartment was not sold. But what are you looking for? You're looking for food. You're not looking for dirt. So the B'dikas Chametz should not take hours. Bishlama, when you're going to stay home, anything that can make its way into its food, you got to get rid of. But if you're not going to be home for Pesach, all you got to make sure is that there's nothing that's chametz that you would call food.
If you're renting it out to somebody else,
then it's going to be their problem. They have to do b'dikas chametz. The only enough coming is play, if you have closets that you close up that they can't use, those you'd have to check. But also, only stuff that's something that you would call food. So quickly check the pockets to make sure you don't have a whole piece of bread in there. Otherwise, that lint, you don't have to bother with it. People pull the pockets inside out and brush them. If you're going to use it on Pesach, you have to. By the way, the same with all the clothes. The clothes that you have absolutely no intention of wearing on Pesach, make sure that you don't have edible food sitting there. You know, check the pockets quickly. That's it. Food you're going to wear to the table has to be washed, sent to the dry cleaners, or brushed out very carefully. And yes, you do have to turn the pockets inside out because you stick your hand into your pockets during the meal. Okay.